Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So I think you first came onto most people's radar, certainly of our generation, with Big Breakfast.
Yeah. And which was never, ever part of the game plan. I was never, ever... I never wanted to be a presenter. I never wanted to be famous. When I did performing when I was a kid, I just loved old performers and films and people that did everything, all-round performers. So I never wanted to be famous. It was never... You know, you get young kids now and I listen to them and they're like... I'd love to be famous, and it never entered my head. I would have been quite happy being in the chorus of a West End show. That was my dream, to be a dancer in a West End show. So it was never part of the
plan.
So
how did it happen?
Completely by accident. So I had a theatre agent. Obviously I'd done a lot of theatre, and I'd done film and soap and sitcom and when I was younger. And then I was on Oxford Street, and I was on a bus, and it was summer, and I was really very young. And a producer, this was before, just pre Big Breakfast. I was about 17, 18.
Wow.
And the heel broke on my shoe. And I was laughing and joking with people on the bus. And I jumped off the bus, and I had to carry my shoe in my hand. So I was hobbling along Oxford Street. And this guy came over to me, and his name was Ben. And he said to me, excuse me, have you ever thought about doing television presenting? And I said, no. And he said to me, this is going to sound weird, but I'm round the corner at Mentorn Films. He said, we're doing an open casting today. We're looking for some young presenters to present a Saturday morning programme. And he said, would you like to come in? And I was like, well, actually, I have actually got an agent. I'm with Sylvia Young. And he was like, I could sort of tell the way that you were. Would you like to come in? So I went in and I did a screen test there and then. And then the next thing, my agent got a phone call saying that I'd got this job, and it was a show called Scratchy & Co. And they had a magazine programme within the programme called Massive, and I did it with a model back in those days, and he was quite hot, called Cassius.
Distracting.
Now, yeah, really distracting. He was like on the cover of like Just 17 and all those
magazines. Oh, Just 17, yeah. I remember that.
He was really cute. And so I did that, and it was from that I got spotted to do The Big Breakfast.
That's amazing.
It was never, ever... How weird is that? I was just on a bus.
That sort of serendipitous moment.
So then I ended up doing presenting, and which I loved.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, you know what? This is so much easier than doing... Because I'd worked so hard being... Yeah. You know, when you do shows and things, it's hard work that I just kind of flew with that for a bit, doing presenting. And then I think I just sort of missed the theatre side of everything.
But did you feel that you could dip in and out of it? Was that something that was clear to you back then?
Not really. I mean, at that time, I think because The Big Breakfast was such a big show, I did kind of get a bit pigeonholed then as well. Mm. So it stopped me doing a lot of acting. Mm. But I think what happened was, it was when I left The Big Breakfast and then I went on to do other things, and I made a lot of bad career choices by choosing things that were just great for money but not particularly wise choices. Like I did Friday night programme on Channel 4 called Something for the Weekend.
Oh, yeah,
which was a bit risque, you know, because it was a bit for the post-pub crowd.
Right.
And, you know, we dress guys up, their packages, as famous rock stars. Like, we had Elton Schlong and he had his cock out, you know, things like... And so, can you imagine? It was shocking for a woman to do this at that time.
Yeah.
Of course, now, Graham Norton does it. They all do, you know, on these shows. And
but
people
you're right, not really women.
But
though.
It wasn't.
Even now, it's and not really women doing
it. I got a lot of bad press from
Did
it
you?
Because it was really shocking for people to see, to have a female presenter. I'd been on Big Breakfast
right.
in the morning. You know, everything was a bit nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But we never, ever took anything to that next level.
Yeah.
But then suddenly, on a Friday night... You know, I've got a lineup of guys with their cocks out, dressed as famous rock stars, you know, and it was a funny show.
What, their willies were dressed
they're dressed up with, like, they had, like, you know,
I don't remember that.
Glasses and...
I was probably banned from watching pubes, that one.
But you know, but this was a thing, and it kind of destroyed my career.
Really?
Because my TV career, because I'd been hosting a lot of Saturday night primetime shows,
yeah,
and they wouldn't touch me with a barge pole.
Really?
And overnight, literally, all my TV offers dried up because I'd had this one show that was had got such bad press.
And but it's sort of maybe because I remember thinking that you were, well, I tell you a little anecdote. Mm. When I was on my way here, I went and got a blow dry.
Your hair looks lovely.
Thanks very much. And there was a Closer magazine just on the side, and there was a nice article about you in it. And I said, oh, can I keep that? And she went, yeah, sure. I said, well, I'm about to go and interview Denise for...
She probably thought weirdo.
Yeah, well,
Stalker.
And she was, oh, I love her.
Aww.
And do you know what I thought? It struck me that you're very likeable for men and women, and that's quite rare.
I don't know what it is.
Because normally pretty girls, other women find them a bit of a threat.
But I do look really minging with that makeup on.
Shut up.
I do.
Shut up. No one's seen you with that makeup on.
I have.
Have they?
Yeah. I always put pictures on my social media.
Okay, not now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about your whole career.
Yeah, yeah,
I suppose. It feels like through your career, it feels like I've grown up and our generation grew up with you. But everyone liked you. And that's so... Why do you think that was? Because it could be that you did shows like the cock out one.
Maybe.
And it actually made you a little... People weren't putting you on such a pedestal. They're saying, actually, she could be our mate. She's more relatable. She doesn't take herself too seriously. Because that's certainly the feeling I feel that people need to watch someone on television and feel like they could go for a drink with them.
Yeah.
And that's always been the energy that you've given off.
I don't know. I think maybe as well. I think back in those days, I had a lot of... My private life was very public.
Right.
And I did go through a lot of shit. So I think... And that was... I think that as well is... People relate to that.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah.
When I'm the first, and I sometimes don't even know people, and if I see them going through something, I'll direct message and go, oh, I'm sorry to hear that happened.
Yeah.
And we've all been there. You'll be fine. You'll get through it.
Yeah.
So I do think that maybe perhaps it's to do with that. I don't know.
You're right, actually, because I think when yeah.
Like, I've not lived the dream, have I? Do you know what I mean? I've had a lot of...
Yeah.
I've had great moments, but I've also had a lot of crappy moments as well, and it's all been very public.
Mm. And has that made it harder for you to deal with then?
No, do you know what?
Or do you feel like you've had the support then? How are you through?
I would never complain about what... I feel like... I know a lot of people moan about the industry. First of all, I think if you are going to be in the public eye, then you can't use it when it suits you, and then, you know, when it doesn't suit you, you can't switch it off, and you have to understand that, and you just have to accept it. And I do accept it because I've been doing it for so long. But, for instance, like the whole thing I was saying about when I did that show, I then went through a period where people probably didn't even see it, but I wasn't working. I couldn't get a job, which is how Chicago came about. So when I went for Chicago, I had to go for an open audition. I didn't go in because they had never had a celebrity in the show before. It only been opened.
You were the first one.
I was the first person to do it.
God, thinking about it. Yeah. Yes.
So I auditioned for it like every other actress.
You started a trend.
Yeah. Well, that's off the back of me doing it. That's when the producers went, oh, this works now.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But when I went and did the audition, I had to go for recalls. I was put through it. Like, I had to wait to see if I'd get called back. It wasn't like they called me up because I was off the telly, because no show's really, really ever done that. The only show previous to that would have been Joseph when Jason Donovan did it with Andrew. And obviously, it's also a risk when you put a celebrity into a show, because if they can't do it, your show fails. And Chicago is such a brilliant show that they need to make sure that after, like, Ruthie and Uta, you know, they were going to have really good people. So I had to audition for that. And I think... That for me was probably the turnaround where people saw me as different from what I'd been seen as perceived
as before.
Well,
a bit more
before.
Depth, maybe.
Yeah, and
more
just
talent there.
Yeah,
and
I could actually do something.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't just the nudge, nudge, wink, wink girl from Breakfast Telly. And
yeah, and was that important to you on a personal level as well?
No, truthfully, I wasn't doing it for that reason. I did it because I had no work. Yeah. I literally wasn't working. I just wanted to work, and I was like, right, what can I do?
But
I'll go back to what I know.
But you hadn't sung. I was going to say, go back to what you know. But you hadn't sung on that kind of. That level of profile before before.
No.
That's pretty intimidating.
Yeah, and I'd shied away from all of that. I'd literally went and did the presenting, and I stuck to the presenting. That's probably... I don't have regrets, but one of the things I do wish I'd have done is that I wish I'd have taken on a few more of the challenges that were offered to me around that time when I was doing a lot of TV.
Like what?
But I didn't. Like, oh, like I was offered to do a lot more stuff to do with singing, and I never did it because I just, I put myself in a box as much as everybody else did. I've just, I'm a presenter, I'll never be taken seriously. I didn't really try to do a lot of the other things I could have done. And I had a lot of opportunities that came along that I just shooed away because I just probably was a bit too comfortable at just being a ladette.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance, their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Back to Big Breakfast. One of the big things was obviously your relationship with Johnny Vaughan, and the chemistry, the on-screen chemistry was incredible because it wasn't smutty or sort of maybe occasionally sexy, but it was more that you could just tell that you got on well.
We were proper mates.
And you had such a laugh together.
Yeah, I mean, I laughed every day. Like, we literally used to laugh to the point where I was going to wet myself. We just, you know, you have those mates, don't you, sometimes, where you just click.
Yeah.
And it was instant. We just got on.
And you clearly got on so well. That people probably would be.
Yeah, so there was that slight, which happens with in all workplaces, you know. Yeah. There's always someone, isn't it, that you've got a work buddy that you laugh with and you go home and you
don't. I've just done this road trip with Gethin Jones, who loves you, by the way. Mm. Told him I was doing this.
I love Geth.
And I laughed so much and I didn't even know why I was laughing at one point. Now, obviously, very happily married, and actually I think he and my husband are more in love with each other than I am with either of them, because they're both massive Welshies and love their rugby. But it's a lovely feeling giggling that much with someone, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Chemistry is a funny thing. You never know when you're going to get it, who you're going to get it with.
Exactly.
But when it happens, it's great.
So it is, and that was like, he was my real buddy. I just adored him, and I still do. But then things happen within the industry where, obviously, then once the show became really successful, we were in a position to negotiate our contract, and I thought we were doing it together as a team, but his agent had other ideas, and she was obviously trying to negotiate that he got more money, and there was all those kind of arguments that happen with bands, presenters. I mean,
it
is, because at the end of the day, I wanted to know we were a little team, and became apparent that we were no longer a team.
Mm.
So that was one of the problems. And then, I don't know, we never really got back on track. And it's weird because we message on the odd occasion. And I'm actually, as much as I'm a very confident person, I'm confident but I'm very sensitive. So they're two very different things, you know, and I do take things to heart. So sometimes when things are said or done, it sits with me, and perhaps I should learn to let them go. But I find it really hard.
But so how do you feel about him now?
I love him to bits, but he also, we've sort of messaged that we should meet up. But I just think sometimes, not to him in particular, but sometimes with other male presenters, when I do meet up with them, or if people in the industry, their ego sort of takes over a little bit, and
Or
they don't want to have the conversation because they just brush it over and go, oh, let's forget about it and move on. It's like, well, you sort of do have to have a conversation,
but sometimes,
to move on.
Sometimes it's down to us girls to force the conversation.
And I've tried. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I have tried.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think...
But you've also got to get to a point where you can't
keep trying.
Twist someone.
No, and I'm just like...
But you're in a great place. I mean, that more of that...
But I do love him
soon.
To bits, so I'm not saying anything, untoward about him as a person.
That.
It's
totally
just we... It, loads of things. And so much has changed now, you know?
Yeah, you grow apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't
and
mean
like,
you have to be
I don't
best
know his
forever.
Kids, and I don't know his... You know, we don't really know anything about each other anymore.
Yeah. I think it's just... The nation just want you to be besties for life, don't they?
I did always say it'd be quite funny if they did throw us in the jungle together. Then that would be
Would
quite
you ever do the jungle?
Oh, I would, yeah. Oh, I have been asked to do it before. Only because I'm a real outdoorsy, love, like I go trekking and camping and that I would love it.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivaled noise-cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.